And we're back, ladies and gentlemen, with another episode of Minutes with Mark by Sideline Sources. Coming straight out of the Golden 1 Center. Just finished covering the Sacramento Kings versus the Milwaukee Bucks. Giannis Antetokounmpo had a crazy night, like he usually does. He finished with, 46 points? Had three Sacramento Kings players finish with 20 points or more. Domantas Sabonis had a triple-double. De'Aaron Fox was great. Chris Middleton, like everybody that was supposed to do good in this game, did their thing. This game was entertaining. It was fun from start to finish. And it had a lot going on. You know, it was a real playoff type atmosphere. The fans were, you know, going crazy here in the Golden 1 Center. Sacramento had to lead most of the game. And the Milwaukee Bucks, that resilience kicked in the second half. They had a big third quarter and kind of took over the game from there. The game was still close. They pulled out the victory at the end, and that's where things were probably, like, with at that point, you thought things couldn't get better, you know, from an entertainment standpoint. You thought things couldn't get better, but they did. With seconds left on the clock, game is decided. Giannis Antetokounmpo decides to dribble the ball, you know, in front of Trey Lyles, who, you know, obviously this was a frustrating loss for the Kings. Trey Lyles was clearly frustrated, and he didn't appreciate Giannis dribbling in front of him and kind of getting in his space. He is in his space. On this one, at this point, I have to agree with the Kings side on this. Is, you know, Giannis didn't have to do that, but he did. And when he did, the Milwaukee Bucks enforcer, Brooke Lopez, who's one of the leading candidates for the Defensive Player of the Year award, he got involved. And once again, this was something that should have happened. Trey Lyles should have been upset. And Giannis, the superstar, don't need to be getting no fight, no suspensions or whatever. Brooke Lopez, it's his job to step in there just like he did. And he got it, him and Trey exchanged words. You know, Trey ended up kind of pushing them to the neck area. They got, you know, locked in together and, you know, tussled, as I'm sure a lot of you seen the video. But, you know, that was just an incredible ending. Brooke was bleeding, but it wasn't from what Trey Lyles did right then. He got hit earlier in the game. It was a really, really physical game. A lot of bumping all night from start to finish. And, you know, it was just, you know, just good. And, you know, being that, you know, I'm in here, Brooke Lopez is from my hometown of Fresno, California. He let me get a chance to stop and talk with him at the end of the game about him and his season and potentially winning Defensive Player of the Year, extending his career with his three-point shot that he developed, going from being the star of a team to having to play a role, you know. And we also talked a little bit about the altercation between him and Trey Lyles. And let's get into it. I think y'all done tired of hearing me talk, so we'll get straight to it. This is how our chat went right outside of the Milwaukee Bucks locker room. Here with NBA champion, all-star, Fresno, California.
Yeah, here we go, best part.
Brooke Lopez just got the win here in Sacramento. Played an outstanding game. You're one of the leading candidates for Defensive Player of the Year this year. And is this something, you know, I talk to you, you know, throughout your career just as a friend,
mm-hmm.
but is this something you always wanted? Is the Defensive Player of the Year something you want?
Yeah, definitely. It's a huge honor, obviously, you know, to be known as that high caliber defender. You know, to even be in the discussion is incredible, but I'm just lucky to be on a great defensive team with lots of teammates that have my back that can defend. You know, I'm proud to be on the best defensive team in the league.
Mm-hmm. And with going to, like you said, coming to Milwaukee, you had to change your game. You mm-hmm. were like franchise player with the Nets mm-hmm. for years, and you went from, you know, scoring 20 a night to becoming the defensive anchor.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not a young guy no more.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're on the back end of the career.
Right.
But do you think your three-point shot has extended your career some?
Yeah, definitely. I think I have a lot left in the tank, a long way to go. But it definitely has. You know, I've tried to improve in whatever ways I can to extend my career and to make myself a threat in the situation that coach may have me or the team may have me. Where I need to be a threat, I'm going to be a threat there just by working, getting better, to make myself the best possible player.
And this Sacramento Kings team you just played is different from the teams in the past.
Mm-hmm.
What were some of the things you noticed about this year's team compared to the ones of the past?
Yeah, they do a great job of playing together. They're all on the same page. You know, they're very unselfish. They got a lot of talented guys. They all can shoot the ball, you know. And it was fun to come in here and see, you know, Sacramento, the fans being energetic. You know, they've always had a great fan base, have a great team to cheer for, have the cowbells out again. You know, it was a fun environment.
And being the defensive anchor and sort of the anchor of the team,
mm-hmm.
you know, things got a little chippy at the end.
Yeah.
Is there any hard feelings after that little mix-up?
You know, I thought what that guy did was cheap to Giannis. You know, the game was over. He didn't need to be doing any of that stuff. He stepped up to Giannis a little bit as Giannis was walking off. I didn't like that, you know. So I just tried to step up, be there for my guy, have his back. You know, I can have any of my teammates' backs.
Yes, sir. And that's all I want to ask you, man. I could talk to you on and on, but I appreciate you giving me your time and
you
good luck the rest of the season.
Appreciate you, man.
Yes, sir. So, yeah, I know there's a lot of opinions out there. You know, if you're a Kings fan, you're happy about what Trey did. If you're a Bucks fan, you're happy about how Brooke handled it. And that's what makes this game of basketball such a good thing. Like, you know the saying, two wrongs don't make a right. Sometimes two wrongs does. And this is one of those situations where, you know, fighting is never the answer. It's never a good thing. But when it's in sports and it happens on the court, you know, and it's all, you know, for the entertainment and the love of the sport, that's when two wrongs make sense. And I loved it. It was an incredible game. Sacramento Kings fans is hoping this was a preview of the NBA Finals this year. We shall see. The Sacramento Kings are really, really good this year. People are sleeping on them. Do not sleep on this Sacramento Kings team. As they showed, even though they came up short against the Bucks, they showed they could play with the best of them. Now, I'm going to get out of here, and I apologize to the listeners who tune in whenever I post. My voice is coming back. I'm still dealing with my voice not being as strong as it usually is. So bear with me, but I'm going to start pumping out more episodes on a regular. Got some more dope interviews coming up. And if you guys would like to see me do more interviews with players, just quick interviews with players at the arena, you know, let me know in the comments. Follow me on Instagram, Twitter, any social media platform at Mark Haynes NBA. You can find me. And let me know what y'all think about this format of this podcast. And I guess I'm going to get out of here. It's 11:13. About to go home and get some shut-eye. Well, actually, no, I'm probably going to have to go home and write. But thank you for joining me. Please leave a 5-star rating, comment. Let me know what you think. This is Mark Haynes, Sideline Sources, Minutes with Mark. Till next time.